It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccinations are rolling out in greater numbers in Colorado, but public health experts expect one key part of the pandemic guidance to remain for months ahead. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That guidance, wearing masks. Colorado is one of 35 states to require face coverings in public to curb COVID-19. The governors of a few have ditched statewide mandates. Colorado's Jared Polis is urging people to keep wearing them to end the pandemic. University of Colorado aerosol scientist Jose Luis Jimenez says he thinks that guidance will continue for some time.
So I think that has helped us not reach really bad situations.
One Front Range public health department found mask use rose above 90% after the statewide order last summer and has stayed there ever since. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Democratic bill to require certain counties to provide ballots and election information in multiple languages gets its first hearing at the State House this week. CPR Public Affairs reporter Ben Berkland has more.
The measure would apply to counties where more than 2.5% of voting-age citizens speak something other than English at home, or who speak English less than proficiently. Clerks would have to prepare sample ballots and offer a hotline for voter questions in those other languages. A voter could also request a non-English in-person ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In the U.S. House, Representative Jonah Goose and Ed Perlmutter are working together on legislation that modernizes and invests in federal labs. Their bill requires reports every 2 years on the status of federal labs and estimated costs of any needed improvements. There are more than 30 federal labs in Colorado. The bill passed the House last session, but did not make it through the Senate. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.